miners generally have a hard job. Mining is a difficult occupation, and there's a lot of hazards that have to do with mining. And so especially safety and health is a great concern to typically all mining countries in the world. And in particular, of course, in the context of South Africa, this is an issue that has been discussed many times before.
The ILO says South Africa has taken significant steps since the end of apartheid to improve its mining industry. Can you share with us some of those efforts?
South Africa fully revamped its mining legislation in the 1990s and has taken a lot of steps to make sure that inspection is going to be stronger and strengthened. These are the central steps towards actually creating better safety and health, and South Africa has been doing this quite successfully. If you look at the numbers that you had in the 1990s, which were around 500 fatalities each year, the fact that nowadays there's a number, I think, for 2010 of 128 miners that are dead, we have to recognize that there's a big improvement. Nevertheless, of course, the situation could be much better.
So what are some of the recommendations that ILO is making to South African authorities to improve the health and safety of mine workers?
South Africa has done quite a lot, actually, to improve the situation as regards safety and health in mines in the last years. There have been a fruitful decade of changes ever since 1994. A lot of legislative change has happened in South Africa, and there's also been very serious efforts in making better implementation happen on the ground. In addition to that, a lot of the large companies, and especially Chamber of Mines, have together with the workers tried to improve the situation. Nevertheless, there's still a lot to be done, and especially when we look at the fact that this is a very important industry for South Africa, it seems that South Africa should do more still to further bring down fatalities in mines and to also address the other related issues such as death through silicosis and diseases that typically can be contracted by miners.
So are there any concrete recommendations that ILO is making at this point?
The South Africans have already put in place a rather good system that creates a framework for what needs to be done. It is really important for them to follow up further. And a very good start for that was the safety audit that was done in 2008 by the South African government that already identified a couple of issues, in particular labor inspection, as one of the things that needs to be further improved.
To contribute to reform of the mining industry, in 1995, the ILO adopted its Safety and Health in Mines Convention. Can you tell us some of the important elements of that convention?
The convention provides countries with a tool, with a framework to create legislation that actually helps you to make sure that investments are not going to be wasted. It is important to recognize that safety and health can only be achieved if there is considerable investment, if there are considerable investments, especially in regards to how to change procedures if things are changed on the ground. And it's important that these be directed properly. And this is, I think, what the convention does. It helps countries to come up with a coherent policy for safety and health in mining. It makes sure that there is wide consultation, that workers are being heard, that employers are being heard, and that they too also exchange their points of view and perspectives in order to make sure that in each individual company, any safety measures that might be necessary can be taken in a way that will be fully involving not just the management but also workers.
Claiming that the strike is illegal, the owners of the mine in South Africa have ordered the 3,000 striking miners back to work, but the miners say that the strike was sparked by a demand for better wages. Is there any particular advice that the UN's labor organization has for these disgruntled workers? Is there any advocacy that the ILO can offer at this point?
There are, in general, of course, great disparities between wages in regards to the different positions that exist in the mine, and it's a very competitive industry, and specifically, of course, for those high-skilled workers. But there's no concrete recommendation that we could give at this time. This needs to be discussed by the social partners. This needs to be decided in the country.